Right, we're going to move on to car parking. It's always a contentious subject, but what about paying for parking at hospitals? Is that something that you're prepared to do, or is it something that gets all your goat? 08459 555 678. The South Eastern Health and Social Care Trust has launched a consultation on the proposals to extend traffic management and car parking charges to Lagan Valley, Ards Hospital and the Downshire Hospitals in Downpatrick. The Trust intend to use the rates that are already in place at the Ulster Hospital as a starting point. So is it fair to charge for hospital parking, or is it reasonable to raise some money that will go back into the hospital services by charging those who want to park? Cadogan Enright is an independent councillor for Downpatrick, and Lisburn councillor Alan Carlisle is also on the line this morning. So too, the businessman Bill Jeffrey. Good morning to all three of you. So, Councillor Enright, Cadogan Enright, where do you stand on this?
Well, I suppose it very much depends on the site. I mean, clearly the Ulster Hospital is an incredibly congested site, and it has a remarkably good bus service. So you could say there might be some basis for having parking charges there. I think if you've been up to the Ulster site, you'll know that people have parked anything up to a half a mile away from the site, and that the site is very hard to get parking on the site at the best of times. So clearly some sort of rationing might be necessary.
So you would have charges at some hospitals and not at others?
But then if you compare, say, for instance, the Downshire in Downpatrick, which has a whole network of buses coming in from all around County Down, who arrive up at Downpatrick bus station, and they discover that there's no shuttle bus between the bus station and the hospital itself, with a 3 mile uphill walk, and they have to get taxis, or obviously people are going to be taking their cars. And the other thing, of course, about the Downshire Hospital that makes it very different from the Ulster Hospital is, of course, you had the local doctor surgeries who are all based up in the Downshire site. So basically, just to see your doctor under the new regime, you'd have to be paying parking charges. So
you would leave it as it is. You feel that it's reasonable to ask people to pay for car parking, as is the case at the Ulster, but it would be unreasonable to introduce the charges at those other hospitals that you've cited.
They're very different hospitals. I mean, the Ulster is a desperately overcrowded site, whereas the Downshire site is only recently built. It's got very large car parks. The bus facilities have not been laid on yet. We're still waiting now after, I think, 4.5 years for the Trust to deliver a connection between the bus station and the hospital. So, and the doctor's surgeries are all based up at the Downshire site, whereas there are no doctor's surgeries based in Dundonald. So if you think about it, the NHS is supposed to be free at the point of delivery, and it makes no sense, it seems to me, for people to have to visit their local doctor to get their dressing changed two or three times a week, have to pay charges at the Downshire, something that would never occur at Dundonald, if you follow me.
Councillor Carlisle, Alan Carlisle, you're a councillor in Lisburn. So what do you think? Are you in agreement with Councillor Enright here, or do you have a different view on this?
No, well, to a point, I think a general consensus for most people in Lisburn would be for not paying. But one of the main problems that we have in Lisburn is the fact that people using are actually coming to the hospital and parking there all day, and they're nothing to do with the hospital. They're not there as patients or whatever else. And they're leaving their cars there all day and going about their business to other places. So
you're saying if people are coming, because it's a free car park, people are coming to the hospital car park using it, but nowhere near the hospital during the course of what they're doing during the day?
Oh, very much so, very much so.
So would it not be easier just to get some sort of policing of who's parking there, as opposed to introduce charges?
Well, the way I'm thinking is if monies were generated from charges, we're going back into making for a better service, I think people would be more acceptable of the costs. But it can't really be run by the likes of the national car parks.
Yeah, but you're effectively saying that you're trying to stop people who have no legitimate reason for being in the car park, and the only people that you'll then punish are the people who do need to be there.
Well, the people who are parking there at the present moment that shouldn't be there are taking up spaces from people who should be there.
So you think that they would be prepared to pay a fee if they knew they were definitely going to get a space?
I think they would, as long as the fee was nominal, as long as it wasn't extortionate. I believe that people generally in Lisburn, with various different things that have happened over the last few years regarding A&E and the service maybe going downhill a wee bit, I think that in all probability, if more monies were being generated from that source and going back into the hospital and being ran in a proper way, people will, at the end of the day, be more acceptable, because it's sort of a change that's going to happen anyhow.
I'll come back to you, Councillor Carley, because I want to bring another couple of points to you, but caller Brand's on the line this morning, and he can't hang around for too long because he's busy. Brand, just wanted to squeeze you in while we could. What's your view on this? Have you been on the receiving end of a car parking charge for visiting at a hospital?
Hello, how are you doing, Joe? No, I was up in McDonald's there facing the Ulster Hospital this morning, and I seen a security guy in the car park, and I was having the army him, and I says to him, what are you doing here? He says he employed me here because there's an overflow from the Ulster Hospital, and they're all parking at McDonald's car park. Then he also said to me that next week that there's another guard starting up on the ice bowl. He says because the overflow from the hospital, they're all parking up there as well.
So there are so many people using those car parks that they've employed security guards.
Yep, that's exactly right.
That's interesting. That backs up the point that Councillor Enright was making then, in terms of the problems of the Ulster, and obviously people trying to take advantage of the free car parks at McDonald's and the Ice Bowl, and they've taken action to try and stop that.
They're actually parking up in the Ice Bowl, Joel, and it's about half a mile or more away. Mm. And they're walking down the hospital.
And that's with a charge in place?
No, I'm
saying at the Ulster Hospital, that's what's happened now with the charge in place at the Ulster.
Oh, yes. That's what's happening.
Yes, yeah, so they're looking for alternatives instead of paying the fee.
Them car parks are getting the backlash.
Okay.
They're now having to employ security.
Brian, thanks for raising that point. If I go back to Councillor Carley, the point I was going to make to you was that Councillor Enright mentioned the point about some of these hospitals where GP services are being made available, and there are plans to move a GP centre to Leggan Valley Hospital. You know, introducing car park charges, should you have to pay to park your car to go and see your GP? That's the point.
Well, it is a fair point, Joel. It's also fair to say that with things at the present moment, with the problems that are obviously in the Leggan Valley in relationship to car parking, and the fact that there are quite a few car parks there, but they're certainly not being utilised by the people that should be there. I think there has to be concessions in some ways for people who are there on a regular basis for treatment. And it has been looked at with a certain level of discretion and sympathy, and not make the charges just as high as what it may be for someone who's there just for a one-day appointment.
Mm. Bill Jeffrey, would you be charging people to park at a hospital?
Well, I've listened to what has been said. There's an awful lot of ifs, ands and buts. I think it's an absolutely straightforward business case. There are two main points. The first one is traffic management. And the only way that's going to be possible is by charging. For people to use the car parks at the hospitals, they will have to pay.
All of them.
Absolutely all. And that should be right across Northern Ireland. It works in Belfast. It's absolutely excellent. And there are very few abuses.
So at hospitals where there are GP services, you feel that patients should be paying to park in a car park where they're going to see their GP?
Yes, I do. In that case, if the GP is separate in another area and they don't charge, that's fine.
So it's not free at the point of delivery because you have to pay to park your car?
Now, wait a minute. Point of delivery of service is one thing. Point of delivery of parking your car is another. I believe in totally...
But if you have no alternative in terms of how you get to see your GP, then what are you meant to do?
Look, if that's where your GP is, you pay for the parking in that hospital. If you don't like it, change your GP. There's always that alternative. But let me say again, there are two points. The first one is manage the traffic, and that has to be done. It's an absolute essential. And the second one is nearly more important. I would much rather, and so would an awful lot of people across Northern Ireland, see money reinvested from car parking charges so that A&E waiting times are cut drastically, and so that people are not getting operations cancelled left, right and centre.
So it would be easier for people to swallow if there was a guarantee that came alongside it that said that all of this revenue will be ploughed back into the health service.
That's absolutely right, and that has to be done. The money has to be guaranteed that it's ploughed back in again, and that is going to make a small difference. And that small difference could save lives, and it could reduce the abominable waiting times that are currently happening and the cancellations.
Could I get in, right?
Could I interject there?
Yep.
There is no simple magic wand solution to health problems in Northern Ireland, and you certainly won't get it from car parking charges. It's quite clear the Dundonald, Lisburn and Downpatrick are entirely different hospitals one to the other. I mean, Dundonald, the problem in Dundonald isn't that the people are trying to avoid the car parking charges. The problem in Dundonald is because there aren't enough car parking spaces because there's a gross over-concentration of services on the Dundonald site. Some of those services should be based in Lisburn, and some of those services should be based in the Downshire.
What do you say to Bill Jeffrey this morning when he says about the point that you raised about the GPs? What do you say to Bill Jeffrey this morning when he says, if you don't like it, change your GP? Tough luck.
But if I could just finish my point. In Lisburn, there's a particular problem where they have people who, because it's a town centre site, people are using it to park, not because they want to attend the hospital, but because they're just looking for free parking.
Yes,
that's a separate issue and needs to be separately tackled. Now, in Downpatrick, of course, that situation doesn't occur at all because there are no bus services and there's lots of car parking available. So, and also, unusually in Downpatrick, you have a situation whereby the doctor's GP surgeries are based on the site, something that doesn't happen on either of the two other sites.
Yes, Bill Jeffrey says you should pay for it.
Can I interrupt there? Look, if there's a car parking charge for the doctor's surgery, I suggest that maybe the surgery issues a free voucher to patients who are coming there. The doctors are well enough paid. The surgeries are absolutely able to afford that overhead. And it's not a big one. And if that's a big issue, then let the doctors, surgery, their managers, they pay the charge and give their patients who are coming to see them, give them a free ticket.
I want to get to some callers, and I'll let you all round things up. But Kieran's been waiting patiently. He's in Uri. Morning, Kieran.
Hello. They're all talking about the price. That last statement he says where you get a ticket to be endorsed for free parking.
If you're going to see your GP.
But if you go to A&E, the average waiting time's 12 hours. Do you pay 12 hours parking?
Well, the charge bands at the minute, that would cost you $4.50.
$4.50?
Yes. 8 to 24 hours would cost you $4.50. But the point is, are you saying that if you were going to A&E, that you don't feel that you should have to pay for the privilege of them parking?
When you go to National Health, you shouldn't be paying at all. It should be free.
I apologise for interrupting, but look, if you're going to A&E, you go by taxi, you go by ambulance, or somebody drops you off there.
What if somebody's bringing you to A&E? But the point is, if somebody's bringing you to A&E and they stay with you...
Excuse me, I have driven to A&E for a thing. This waiting time doesn't go any faster no matter what your injury is.
Minor injury, you shouldn't be in A&E blocking it up.
Which is another argument. Godfrey's in Armagh this morning. Morning, Godfrey. Hello, Godfrey.
Hello.
Go on ahead, Godfrey.
We drove 50 miles to Dundonald, and it was a poor experience in the ward, et cetera, for my mother. And the whole... saga of several days finished off with a private company putting a £40 ticket on my windscreen and photographing the car. And only there was an off-duty paramedic in his car nearby who told me not to worry about it and how to handle it. I went back to the administration in the hospital.
So where had you parked, Godfrey?
At Dundonald Hospital.
But had you parked illegally?
No, not as far as I could see, because they had a sign temporarily up for to use the building nearby. But anyhow,
so did they waive the fine for you, or what happened?
Oh no! I rang the administration. I was furious because the treatment of my mother was poor in the ordinary hospital. There was only
that's a different issue to be fair. There's nobody here to talk about the hospital. But if you could stick to the car parking side, what happened there?
I spoke to I suppose you could say, a know-it-all there in this private security company who says a photograph has been taken of your vehicle there, and you better pay the £40 fine or it'll be increased and all this here. And I says, I don't think you have a legal right to be doing this, but apparently there must be, it's arranged with the hospital authorities there, and I was fuming, to say the least. So the conversation finished off, there was a blue badge on the car, I had an argument with him, and I basically said, well, sir, I tell you what, I'll see you in court. And that was the end of the conversation on the phone. Now, that company was, I don't know whether it's because of Swansea or not.
If you could hurry on a wee, because we're running out of time, but right, has it been resolved?
No.
Right,
they were eventually able to track me down and send a letter to me there with further threats and a vastly increased penalty they said would go up over 100.
Okay, well, I mean, that's a bad experience. Cadogan Enright, I know I said I would come back to you and give you a chance because you wanted to get back in there, but that's not a pleasant experience for that listener.
Well, I would say if parking charges were the answer...
Excuse me, can I come back in, please?
Could I finish my point first?
Thank you.
If parking charges were the answer to accident and emergency problems, then accident and emergency problems in Dundonald would have been solved long ago.
Okay, I think it was Alan Carlyle, because we've only got 30 seconds left. Alan, just very quickly, if you could.
Basically, I can't understand Bill's terminology of it all. He just wants to slap on any amount of fee. I think it has been looked at radically by the health service and those persons that are going to run the car parks to make it acceptable for everyone.
Okay.
This is where the problem lies.
Okay, we're going to have to leave it there. 08459 555 678. If you've been affected by hospital car parking,